we'll move on to our second question, which we already touched upon now. And I am looking for Damien Clarkson.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Damien.
We know that 5% of streets controlled by the Mayor of London are amongst the most dangerous. With a quarter of the city's fatal and serious casualties occurring on them, will you commit to introducing 20 mile an hour on the relevant mayoral controlled streets?
Jenny, please.
I would do it on TfL roads, apart from perhaps one or two major roads that really can be opted out because we can make other arrangements. But I would, as I said in my opening statement, I would make money available to boroughs. And 3 years ago, or 2.5 years ago, 8 boroughs wanted to go 20 miles an hour default. I bet there's more now. So we can do it over the whole of London.
Richard.
Well, we've always taken a view that it is down to the boroughs to decide these things. And frankly, one of the big difficulties, of course, is that the police will not enforce 20 mile an hour zones. And so, therefore, the boroughs have got to take their own particular measures, whether it be street calming or indeed whether they're prepared to pay to have speed cameras to do the enforcement. But the police have said absolutely categorically that they cannot do it. I mean, they've got other jobs to do rather than simply doing that. And so we stick quite specifically on the line that it is down to the individual boroughs. One of the boroughs I represent would like to see a 20-mile-an-hour zone, and it's been consistent whichever party's been in control. The other one takes the opposite view. So, you know, there you have it in my own particular constituency. Well, at TfL roads, I think the part of the reason has been because the police, the emergency services, the fire authority, and the ambulances have said that they do not certainly want it. So that's the reason why it's never been taken as a policy. But I think it's not going to happen.
Val.
Yeah, I think reducing speed is absolutely central to a lot of objectives. Reducing speed will make it safer for cyclists and pedestrians and make communities less divided and more pleasant and livable. We, in our manifesto, say we want to fund and promote 20-mile-an-hour zones in local communities. But also, I have to say, the red routes, they are the most dangerous locations. And I think what we should be doing is focusing on those areas of the red routes where there's, for example, a high street or a community focal area, and nonetheless, the red route runs through it. So somewhere like the A23 going through Streatham and Brixton, where I live, we need to have some prescriptions there to reduce speed, 20 mile an hour. The bridges, I think there's a very, very good case for the bridges because of the constriction. At the moment, TfL has sort of like a prescription against putting 20-mile-an-hour areas on the red routes and on some of the major roads. And I think that's one of the reasons why we definitely have a much higher and much more dangerous accident level. So definitely that's on the agenda. We should do that.
Yes, thank you. And I've just seen somewhere in this room, I'm not going to say where, someone from TfL writing detailed notes of everything we're saying this evening. We absolutely support 20-mile-an-hour zones where communities want them, and we also support them on dangerous busy streets controlled by TfLs, so where people work, live and play. We absolutely support having 20-mile-an-hour zones there. And I don't think Richard's correct saying the police won't enforce 20-mile-an-hour zones, because when I was a councillor for 12 years, and it wasn't that long ago, we actually worked with our local police and they were doing training with the speed gun because it was a priority set by the local community for their area. And they were looking at how they could go out with their speed gun to tackle cars who are speeding and talk to them and so on. So there are ways that the police can do some work in this area to make people even more aware of it, because I think sometimes motorists aren't.
Transport Committee, Caroline.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I know that they can do some things and we need to make sure that goes on. But it's quite clear where you slow down traffic, it literally saves lives. And if you look at things like home zones that have been developed across London, where there's a slight element of confusion, you're not quite always sure which way the road's going, there's a plant or whatever, it makes you slow down, it makes you think, it makes it safer for everyone. And I want to start seeing London streets fast, safer and better for everyone, whether you're a pedestrian, a cyclist or bus user, whatever, rather than this obsession, quite frankly, with the motorist.
Thank you very much. All right. Thank you. Excuse me. If you'd like to put your hand up, you can say something. But since you busted in, I'm not going to answer, get your question first, but I'll come back to you later. Thank you. At the back with the purple jumper, because it's a very nice colour.
Speeding is a crime. A crime, not just something you brag about with your friends. And the police in London, the mayor is now in charge of the police in London.
Exactly.
Speeding endangers life. And the question of profit and all that is not the main issue, which we had over on the left side. Will you get the police to enforce speed limits? It's a matter of political will. It is not a question of anything else but political will. Rigorously, yes or no?
Jenny?
Yes. And when I was on the police authority, I complained for 11 and a half years that the police were not doing enough on catching illegal drivers, making sure that drivers who broke the law actually were caught and punished. Because it's not only the police, of course. I mean, Transport for London has a role in this. But the police, the Police and Crime Commissioner will be able to tell the police, you must do this. In fact, the new commissioner we've got, Bernard Hogan Howe, who's got this total policing obsession, I do agree with the fact he's going to do two things, reduce stop and search, and he's upped the traffic police's work on illegal drivers in London. And they are, you know, every illegal driver off the road saves other drivers money on their insurance, it saves lives and injuries, and also it puts money into the police's pocket. It's absolutely ludicrous. We should be increasing the traffic police and increasing their takings on illegal cars and illegal drivers.
That was a yes, was it?
Yes, sorry.
Okay.
Well, it's something I've worked on for a long time, so I care very much about it.
If you'll excuse me, I will take other questions. Is that all right, rather than
yes.
Thank you, yes?
Hello there. My name's Calvin Benson. I worked for London Underground as the CPO inspector between 2003 and 2007. In 2007, Peter Hendy sent an email to Ken, I believe, trying to rubbish Boris in regards to a young chap that died in Ilford dragged under a bus. Peter Hendy tried to say that young man was a drunk. How Peter Hendy is still in that job after...
20 mile an hour?
It is, yeah, and okay. Obviously about deaths on transport and on the streets as well. I'm still flabbergasted to this day how Peter Hendy stayed on as Commissioner for Transport after those emails that he sent out trying to rubbish this young man's death.
Okay, thank you. Question over here? Thank you.
Hi, thank you. I actually wrote my question thinking that Boris might be here. Richard. He famously said that anyone can cycle around Elephant and Castle if they keep their wits about them. I do not want to have to cycle keeping my wits about me in that way, and I'd suggest that this is an appalling insult to those who've been killed cycling, all of whom were actually very experienced commuting cyclists who cycled daily. One lady was killed by a driver who actually had been disqualified from driving because he couldn't even see properly. It has been proven in Portsmouth that reducing speeds to 20 miles an hour unilaterally reduces pollution, reduces congestion, actually improves traffic flow, and the MPH of the cars has improved. In Holland, all residential areas have the equivalent of 20 miles an hour, and pedestrians and cyclists take priority, over car drivers. My question is threefold. Why will you not unilaterally bring in 20 miles an hour to all councils, to all residential streets? And I will say that I've run two Safe Routes to School projects in Chiswick where all the children said they wanted to cycle to school and the mothers wouldn't let them because it was too dangerous. Why is the cycle superhighway in London and the Ken bike scheme the most expensive in Europe and probably across America and Israel, which has a very successful scheme as well? And also, would Boris like to join me on a cycle ride with any child of his choice to see why it needs to be 20 miles an hour?
Well,
Richard, taking the assumption that you can't speak for Boris on the final on the third question, and the second question being about something else at the moment, could you just answer that first one, which is, so why not 20 mile an hour on all residential roads?
Well, I have said earlier that our view is that it is down to the individual boroughs. It's a very big place, London. We have 32 London boroughs who are very individualistic in their views, and frankly, as I said earlier again, I know that one of the boroughs I represent, they like the idea, and that's fine by me. If they democratically decided with their residents that they want it, that's fine. The other borough most certainly says they do not want it. And we have got to take a view. You know, we're not living in some sort of totalitarian operation in London. Presumably they have democratic... They're very much smaller than this country, but democratically, we take the view that it is down to the boroughs, and you will not shift us off that view.